This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Reporters traveling with President Trump to the G20 summit in Argentina say he was in a bad mood and distracted after his former lawyer admitted lying to Congress about a Trump real estate deal in Russia. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is probing possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Here's AP's Warren Levinson.
Michael Cohen told a Manhattan federal judge he lied to Senate and House committees last year about Donald Trump's business interests in Russia. He testified negotiations over building a Trump Tower in Russia ended before the 2016 presidential primaries began, when in fact they continued throughout the primary season. He also said he lied about the extent of his contacts in Russia and with the Trump Organization about the project. He said he lied to be loyal to Trump's political messaging, though the boss's name was absent from the proceeding, where Trump was called Individual One. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Trump begins 2 days of meetings with world leaders today in the Argentinian capital, Buenos Aires, which is hosting the G20 summit. But one counterpart he will apparently not be sitting down with is Russian President Vladimir Putin. This follows Moscow's seizure on Sunday of 3 Ukrainian vessels and their crews as they try to make their way to a Ukrainian port. Robert Palladino is a U.S. State Department spokesperson.
There is a coalescing of opposition and strong condemnation for the aggression that we've witnessed.
President Trump decided en route to Argentina to cancel the Putin meeting in Buenos Aires after an in-flight briefing by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, National Security Advisor John Bolton, and White House Chief of Staff John Kelly about the tensions between Russia and Ukraine. This is VOA News.